KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
At least seven undocumented foreign shop owners suspected of selling expired food in northern KZN are currently in custody. That's according to authorities there, who say the group was nabbed by a team investigating the quality of food sold in Mchezi this week. They were also allegedly found in possession of guns and live ammunition rounds. Inkosi Langalibalele Municipality Mayor Mduduzi Myeza says their shops have been shut down pending further investigations.
Some of the shop owners managed to escape and we could not find them. We found more than 500 bullets and the police are going to investigate those guns to find out if they are legal or they are used for crime.
In a few days' time, KZN residents will get a chance to have their say on Eskom's request to hike its electricity prices. The power producer is asking the energy regulator for a 36% increase next year. It says the tariff increase will help it improve the generation, transmission and distribution of electricity while allowing the utility to be more financially sustainable. NERSA is kicking off public hearings on the proposed hikes on Monday. The KZN leg will be held in Durban on Thursday and Friday. Several civil society groups, organizations and political parties have come out strongly to reject the proposed increase. The DA says it's already submitted to NERSA the first batch of over 200,000 signatures of South Africans from a petition calling for the application to be withdrawn or rejected. Motsi Kokoma from the Cry of the Excluded organization has urged South Africans not to let this opportunity to share their views go to waste.
In other words, we are pushing the unemployed and the poor working class people to a corner where when they resist that, it will be a time bomb which is ticking now. And then now when you buy electricity of 10 rand, really it is less than 4 units. And then when you increase that by 36%, 10 rand won't buy anything anymore.
FlySafair has moved to reassure travellers with bookings on its international routes from the 29th of this month onwards that it has contingency plans if its licence is suspended. The International Air Services Licensing Council found the airline's shareholding non-compliant. This could potentially ground its international flights, including to Mauritius and Zanzibar. FlySafair is seeking an urgent interdict to halt the suspension, with a hearing set for the 26th of this month. It advises passengers to review travel insurance policies for coverage. Domestic flights remain unaffected. And a group of experts has criticized the annual COP summit currently underway in Baku, saying it needs an overhaul. In an open letter to the UN, they say the talks are no longer fit for purpose. They've called for the summit to only be hosted by countries that are trying to give up fossil fuels. The group also wants nations to be held accountable for their climate change promises. Durban 30 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 34.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Bafana Bafana and Uganda are deadlocked at nil-all at halftime of their AFCON qualifier. England scrum off. Jack van Portvliet excited by the challenge of facing the Springboks tomorrow, and the Proteas take on India in the fourth and final T20 international at the Wanderers starting at 5.